Many of you have complimented the logo for the About Greyhounds podcast, and several of you have asked us to make it available on a t-shirt. Well, your wish is our command. In the description of the episode you're about to hear, there's a link to where you can get the t-shirt. You can also go to cafepress.com/GFNJ to see the available t-shirts. They come in many sizes in several different styles for both men and women. 100% of the profits from the sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us move more Greyhounds from their racing careers and into loving homes for their retirements. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
Greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Al, I cannot tell you how I suffered for this episode.
What do you mean?
Well, there are some greyhounds and other dogs that do something so nasty. It's hard for me to get the words together, but it must be spoken to.
Okay, just spit it out.
Ugh, okay. Today's episode is all about why greyhounds eat poop. And what can be done about it?
Ugh, that is disgusting.
Tell me about it. Okay, let's get started. Eating poop actually has a scientific name. It's called... sorry, it's just really funny. It's called coprophagia. There are two categories of reasons dogs may do this, behavioral and medical. Al, I trust you have a list.
I do.
Hold it. Let me stop you there.
What?
Last time you said I do, you married me. But anyway, go ahead.
You digress. Let's start with some of the sickening behavioral reasons dogs may have for eating poop. Number one, stress relief. It's something
I'm feeling a little stressed. Let me go out and eat some poop. Yeah, now I feel better. Thanks. All
right. Number two, boredom.
You know, I'm just so bored. What do I have to do today? Hold it, Al. Let's go eat some poop.
Number three, scavenging.
Keep going.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Oh, God. Okay.
Number four, attention seeking.
Look at me. I'm eating poop.
Number five, avoidance of punishment.
Okay.
All right. Six, it's all the rave.
Oh. Well, my friend jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm going to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. Okay. So, let's take these one by one. When you say stress relief, I imagine that's because it's distracting to the dog. The same with boredom. What about scavenging?
Unlike people, dogs don't find the stink of feces to be repulsing. They're naturally scavengers, so they come upon an opportunity to take it.
An opportunity? Ew. You mentioned attention, but wouldn't eating poop bring on negative attention?
Sure, but for some dogs, even negative attention is still attention.
There are better ways to get my attention, as you know, Al.
Maybe so, but it works, doesn't it?
I suppose you're right. Now, avoidance of punishment. Explain that one to me.
Let's say a dog poops in the house and gets yelled at for it. He may associate poop with getting yelled at. So if he poops while on the leash or in the yard, he may eat the poop to clean up the evidence so he doesn't get in trouble.
Ah, okay. Now that you've said that, I could see how they make that connection, albeit an incorrect one. Your last main behavioral reason for dogs eating poop was that it's all the rave. You're going to need to explain that one to me.
If a greyhound sees another greyhound eat poop, then she must think it's something that she must do as well.
Kind of like if your friend jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you jump too? Okay. Let's look at the medical reasons a greyhound or other dog may eat poop. Another list.
Number one, enzyme deficiency. Digestive enzymes are key to your greyhound's digestive system. Without them, they can't properly digest their food. If dogs were in the wild, they'd catch and eat another animal, like a rabbit. Of course, this would include the rabbit's guts, which would contain digestive enzymes. But when a dog has a diet of dog food, they may lack enough enzymes for their bodies to fully extract the nutrients that they need. Instead, the nutrients are in the poop, so the dog eats it to get those missing nutrients back.
There are five basic digestive enzymes that dogs need. Protease, which helps break down and digest protein. Amylase, which helps break down and digest carbohydrates and starches. Lipase, which breaks down and digests fat. Cellulase, which helps break down fiber. And pancreatic, which helps break down fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. If your greyhound is eating poop, talk to your veterinarian about this. If he or she feels that your greyhound needs an enzyme boost added to his or her diet, perhaps supplemental alternatives to add to the dog's food.
Number two, another medical reason that your greyhound may be eating his or her poop could be that your dog has parasites. Parasites can absorb your greyhound's nutrients, so no matter how much your dog eats, your greyhound still could be malnourished.
Your greyhound should be checked for parasites at least annually. When you take your dog to the veterinarian, be sure to bring a stool sample that can be tested. The most common are hookworms, roundworms, whipworms, and tapeworms. There are also some single-cell parasites like Coccidia and Giardia. Other signs of worms, aside from eating poop, could be diarrhea, weight loss, and a dull coat.
Then number three medical reason for poop eating could be something called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. EPI is the inability to produce sufficient pancreatic enzymes, which I mentioned earlier, to digest fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. Because there is poor digestion and resulting malabsorption of nutrients, weight loss commonly occurs despite a normal or increased appetite. Affected dogs often have large volumes of pale, fatty feces. This condition is called steatorrhea, or fat in the stool.
Greyhounds are typically not affected by EPI. It can be something a dog was born with, or it could occur from an infection or injury to the pancreas. To detect it, veterinarians test the dog's feces and blood. If EPI is a diagnosis, your greyhound will be prescribed a low-fat diet with pancreatic enzyme replacements.
Number four on the list is malabsorption syndrome. This is a deficiency or inability within your dog's system to absorb nutrients within the digestive tract, resulting in malnourishment despite a good appetite.
There can be several symptoms that your greyhound may or may not exhibit if he or she is suffering from malabsorption syndrome. You may see some or all of these symptoms: eating of unusual things such as poop and trash, weight loss despite insatiable appetite, frequent smelly stools of high volume that look oily, noisy stomach with rumbling and gurgling sounds, flatulence, depression, lack of energy, poor hair coat that may be shabby and scruffy, and chronic diarrhea along with vomiting. There are many things that can cause malabsorption. If your greyhound is exhibiting any of the symptoms I listed, take your dog to the veterinarian as soon as possible. Depending on the reason for the malabsorption, your veterinarian will prescribe a specific treatment.
Number five, your greyhound may be eating poop simply because he or she has an increased appetite. What causes that increased appetite, however, may not be so simple. For example, your greyhound may be on steroids or another type of medication that could make the dog hungrier than usual. Still, if it continues, it may be from a thyroid issue or diabetes.
The thyroid gland is in your greyhound's neck. It makes a hormone called thyroxine that controls metabolism, which is the process of turning food into fuel. With hypothyroidism, the gland doesn't make enough of that hormone. Your veterinarian can diagnose if your greyhound has a thyroid issue and can prescribe treatment. If your greyhound is a diabetic, he or she can be diagnosed by your veterinarian. Treatment could include a special diet and perhaps daily insulin injections. A few words about diabetes in dogs and cats. We had a cat that was diagnosed with diabetes. I thought it was a death sentence, but I was wrong. Our cat, Amon, did get a special diet, and we did need to give him between 1 and 2 insulin injections per day. Our veterinarian trained us on how to do it, and it turned out to be super easy. The injection went into the scruff of his neck, much like where it would go on a greyhound, and was not painful to him because there are less nerve endings in the scruff. The scruff, by the way, is where the mother cats or mother dogs pick up their kittens or puppies. So, if your greyhound is diagnosed with diabetes, do not panic. He or she can live a long, happy life with a disease, and treatment costs are reasonable.
Number 6 is the most obvious reason for all dogs eating poop. They're being underfed. Make sure your greyhound is getting enough food. At 60 pounds or less, your greyhound should be getting 3 cups of food daily. So split that up as 1.5 in the morning and 1.5 cups in the evening. Over 60 pounds, feed your greyhound about 2 cups in the morning and 2 cups in the evening. If your greyhound is over 90 pounds and a healthy weight for his or her size, ask your veterinarian for guides on portion size. If your greyhound is a senior, continue feeding the same amount you've always fed him or her, but if it appears that the senior is gaining weight, cut back a little. Senior dogs sometimes don't need as much food because they tend to be less active than younger dogs.
Al and I have cats. We sometimes refer to the cat's litter boxes as... You ready for this, Al?
I'm certainly ready.
The Granola Bar Cafe. I know. Gross. Al, why are greyhounds and other dogs so attracted to the granola bars, so to speak, in a cat's litter box?
It could be a nutritional deficiency or boredom like we just spoke of. Or it could be that the greyhound just likes the taste of cat poop.
That is so disgusting. Why would they like it?
It probably tastes like cat food.
Yeah, no kidding.
And dogs love cat food. Dogs are omnivores, meaning they'll eat both meat and plant-based foods. Cats are carnivores, meaning they're meat eaters, so their food is high in protein. And all protein meal is like junk food to a dog. Tasty, but not good for them. Too much protein in a dog's diet can throw their bodies off balance, so eating cat food or cat poop, for that matter, isn't that good for them.
If your greyhound is going to Kitty's litter box, or, as I politely put it, the Granola Bar Cafe, for a snack, it's not only bad as far as the dog's diet, but it is dangerous for a dog to eat cat litter, especially clumping cat litter. Doing so can lead to an intestinal blockage, and surgery may be required to unblock his or her intestines. Al, we've devised a way for our greyhounds to have no access to our cat's litter boxes. How did we do it?
In our case, we cut holes in the bottom of our bathroom doors where the litter boxes are and installed cat doors. Cats can come and go, the dogs can't. If you don't want to cut a hole in your door, you could just use a baby gate and keep your dog out of the room where the litter box is. Either way, it's important to block your dog's access.
As disgusting as the topic of poop eating is...
We're funny.
It's so gross. It is important, especially where a greyhound's health is concerned. For the About Greyhounds podcast, I'm Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on another episode next week. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're dedicated to helping former racing greyhounds get to where they need to be next, homes of their own. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please consider making a donation to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. Your donation will help us to continue our work. There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can donate.